If we realize how porous we are, how porous, how many spirits can gain expression through our vessel. If we realize that we are actually susceptible to the possibility of corruption. Saul was caught. Saul was dead. And Saul became corrupt. An evil spirit took over his vessel. Began to function from his vessel. And the thing about that scripture was that God did not tell us how the spirit entered. Right? So it was not something that Saul was conscious of. He still thought the Holy Ghost was the one operating. But the Holy Ghost had left and something else was in place. And many of you think that what is moving over your life is the original, pure fountain of the grace of God. But for many, there has been contamination and pollution. Because portals have been opened. An inclination towards pride is the opening of a gate towards a high spirit. That's a portal that advances the course of a lying spirit. And just in case, maybe you find yourself on the pulpit and while ministering or leading prayer, you told a lie. Meeting, quietly stop leading prayer and go for purging if you want your fountain not to be polluted. If you carry on as business as usual, you will become a marabout very soon. You will not know at what point evil spirits have found you to become an accurate personality that represents their interests and has lended his vocal cord to give expression to philosophies born in darkness. Hallelujah. And so it's possible for somebody to start in the spirit and become eventually a portal to give expression to whispers of darkness. Now, for instance, if I, by any means, all right, Apostle Tony begins to shine, begins to rise, all right, and me that I'm a senior pastor, if by any means there is a movement in my heart that, hey, if we allow this guy, he will take the shine off my life. If that little, that little shift has already given a spirit access, a controlling spirit, witchcraft spirit, access into my life. And as long as I refuse to repent and to change that position that gave the spirit access, I'll become a weapon in the hand of witchcraft spirits to haunt his destiny. And unfortunately, in such a situation, I'll be haunting him with the authority I have over him. And there are a lot of people like that that have been victims of such witch hunt that came not from the coven, it came from the altar. Just because there was a shift in disposition, there was a perception that was sustained that was not consistent with the perception of the nature of God. Hallelujah. I know the amen will be difficult. But we need to go for purging. You picked those words from my notes. I just came back from a retreat. When I locked my door on Friday, I opened it on Monday. So the revelations and the insights, the rebukes came at different times. So I have, it's not transformed yet. You were picking it from my notebook. Hallelujah. Let's read the scripture so that it will not be as if we planned. You didn't know I was in town, but you picked this from my note. I can read? No. You pick it. See, the notes are many. A weekend of purging. Personal purging. Maleto minekeso malakulia. In fact, I've seen an evil spirit. Okay? Now, somebody stood up in church and prophesied. And the prophecy was that you guys want to do, the church wanted to do a prayer and fasting.
for so days. The prophecy was that extend the days of the fasting. Do you understand? Is that harmful? I want to do 15 days, for instance. I want to proclaim 15 days. And then you prophesy and say, it should be 30. Does it not look spiritual? Unfortunately, if such a pastor lacks discernment and yields to that instruction, if the instruction is not from the Holy Spirit, the whole entire church has been bewitched. During those 30, that's the kind of 30-day fast they finish and somebody will die. Instead of blessings to accompany the fact that we obeyed God, somebody dies after spiritual exercise. Meanwhile, the guy that gave the prophecy is not as if he doesn't used to give accurate ones before. But what moved him that day was it was an opportunity for him to still show that he was still relevant in the prophetic ministry. That was a movement. And a spirit cashed in on that inclination of the flesh. So the fact that somebody prophesied well yesterday doesn't mean the person prophesied well today. As you begin to grow with God, you begin to find out how filthy you become sometimes. And you need to do deliberate purging. This one, the Holy Ghost may not even recommend it. Deliberate purging. When you notice that you told a lie in the midst of action. You know what? Calm down. And go to clinic. Take the injection. We have antibiotics to deal with the matter. But a lot of people will grow with the infirmity. Become a potter that gives expression to things that are negative. Why you say, thus said the Lord. The times of great revivals are times of great deceptions. Strange fountains, polluted fountains, all kinds of fountains will be on display. We have a duty to keep this fountain pure. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah.
Amen.
A duty. Let me read a scripture to us. Because I believe we need to pray on this. We need to pray on this. Amen. I know you are sad, but there is this bitter cola. Have you encountered it? The medicinal uses of. Do you do phytochemical screening in that your lab? You don't. Okay, it's an agri lab, not a chemical lab. You find a lot of stuff in bitter cola. Good for the body, but the taste is. Now let's do 1 Corinthians chapter 12. You picked what you said from here. Because every quarter I try to go for purging. Maybe I pick something up from here. Maybe I pick that up. Maybe because me and Mike fought, my heart became somehow unknown to me. Alright? It's possible for a spiritual thing to be happening in your heart and you don't know it in your mind. So you need to go for intensive care. Alright? It may be that you just discovered after maybe going somewhere, you came back. You cannot but look upon a woman. The one person like you feel like looking. One person like you are contaminated. You come down and go for checkup. You are not okay. Amen. You are not good. You are, if you continue like that, a taproot of darkness will find a way, a twine. It will intertwine with your oppressions. And so we have a lot of people that did not cut off some of those strange roots that can come and go around it in forest of darkness right now. It takes a lot of caution, a lot of testing, a lot. I don't know how much you desire to preserve the purity of what God is doing in your life. If it is not an objective, like a project that you need to submit after a master's program, you are not likely to come out clean. All right, let's do it. Just a scripture. Just a scripture. You find all kinds of people come to church. All kinds of guys. The real people desire a relationship with God. And with time, If you wait long enough, you will find them. Time, trouble, circumstances, situations will weed off all the fake people. The real ones will be standing. You know, Jesus did something spiritual. He did a lot of praying before he picked 12 guys to work with him. Only God knows the potential that is captured within the spirit of one accurate man that decides not to be polluted. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, the Bible says, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Ye know that ye were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed." Now, that's the first principle. You know, we said that the first investment that God bestows upon an individual in order for him to be able to carry out his superlative, spiritual, supernatural destiny is that God endows him with the Spirit. Meanwhile, Paul did not stop there. Paul went further to tell us the kind of operations that a man that is yielded to the Spirit is capable of. Now, the reason why he's giving us all these details is so that basic discernment can be built in view of a possibility of interfacing with someone that claims to be of the Holy Ghost, but yet is not of the Holy Ghost. So he instantly gives us a perspective of accurate operation within the context of submission to the government of the Holy Spirit. Now, you know where he started from. He said, "I know your background." Most of you, that's Paul speaking. Oh, you don't believe? If you don't believe me, at least you can believe Paul. Paul said, "I'm aware of your background, the limitations in your background. You guys were Gentiles. You were carried away by dumb idols. You were led by evil spirits. That's where you're coming from. So it's good for me to educate you. Now that you have come into Christ, the way the Spirit of God operates is different from the way the spirits that you are used to operate." Then he now told us something. He said, "No man speaking under the influence of the Spirit of God can ever, by any means, discredit Jesus." Now, listen. You see, it happens to be that Jesus is the Christ, and his office is the one that is established and managed by the Holy Spirit in your heart. I should be able to discern Christ if it operates through your life. I should be able to discern Christ if it operates through your life. I should be able to discern Christ if it operates through your life. And if it is true that it's Christ that is operating through your life, it's Christ that spoke the things you said, if Christ that was the one that signified the things that you signified, I also, supposedly, that has the Spirit of Christ, is not supposed to label what you said. If it's Christ that spoke, I should be able to identify that it's Christ that spoke. If it's Christ that spoke, and for any reason I discredit that position, the spirit by which I achieve that is not the Spirit of God, even though I'm born again. Are you with me? You didn't get me. There is a particular brother, those days while we're on campus, people did not like him so much. Right? People didn't like him so much. So there was a prayer meeting. And he was part of the prayer meeting. And then he gave an utterance. Because the utterance rebuked the fellowship. The utterance exposed the evil that was in the fellowship. And in the eyes of the executives of the fellowship, that utterance was not helpful. In fact, it was damaging. It was going to inflict damage
on the public relations that the fellowship had gathered over the years. So that utterance was regarded as an utterance that did not come from God. Now, do you know what God does when a messenger speaks his counsel, and that counsel is accurate that God ordained it, and you reject it? That singular act plunged that fellowship into many, many academic generations of darkness. In fact, there are some fellowships that are under your campus. They are no longer fellowships in heaven. God doesn't know that they exist. So demonic activities multiply, except they begin to advance a course of repentance. And then when repentance reaches its apex, God, by his mercy, may choose to now reveal the reason for which the darkness has. And they will have to go back and repent from that point before God can start. There are churches in this town that God left a long time. Paul is trying to do something to us. He knows that because the basic investment that God gives us in view of his expectation, in view of the potential he's expecting us to achieve and to attain unto, is the Spirit of God. The devil is also aware of that. So the devil comes to masquerade. And if by any means and in any situation, you find yourself yielding to the devil because you align with a position, a desire of the flesh. If I tell Onyinye, maybe I just walk here randomly. We're about to have a meeting, and I say, you will lead prayer throughout the whole meeting. When it has to do with prayer, you lead the prayer. And then maybe somebody else felt that she just came. She just came. And why is it a pastor is saying that she should lead the prayer? What of us that have been on ground? Right? See, the reason for the person's position is carnal. The thing we should ask is pastor accurate? Is pastor accurate in choosing her to do it? If you are not sure, wait. When she begins to do the work, you will know whether pastor is accurate or not. Now, because that person has that position, and the person did not vocalize it, it's just a state of the heart. Okay? And the person might leave the service. Onyinye is now leading prayer. The person now feels bad that it should have been me and all of that. Nobody knows. And the person leaves the service. That meeting finishes. The episode is closed down. We keep going. If the person doesn't deal with that position, that position did not change. You not understand. The position didn't change. That desire of the flesh is still there. In fact, the choice of Onyinye just revealed the desire of the flesh. You know, at what point did Peter speak by the devil? When he just spoke by God now and unveiled who Jesus was. And then Satan spoke through him. It was when he yielded to a desire of the flesh. And it is possible for you to switch realms like that. You spoke in the spirit, and then any time there is something from the flesh that is able to captivate your attention and you align with it, you become a portal through which darkness can utter its counsel. Meanwhile, Paul said, no man speaking by the Spirit of God can say Jesus is accursed. No man speaking by the Spirit of God can say Jesus, can discredit Jesus. I went to preach in a church, and I told that church, I say a church, because the reason why we are a church, one of the paramount reason why we are a church is, and the relationship that we have with God is a covenant. Hallelujah. That's why it's called a testament. A sacrifice had to go forth in order to establish that testament. It's a covenant, and a covenant has responsibilities, it has obligations. And one of our obligations as the church is that we create passage for God to infiltrate the civilization on earth. God is spirit. The only way God can have legitimacy to invade the realm of man is through our partnership with him in intercession, in prayer. I told that church. I said prayer is earthly permission for heavenly interference. And if prayer is not on ground, even though God has a will, because we wait, his will not be done, because God is not, he doesn't operate illegally. And that was why he could fold his hands and weep when James was killed. Not because he wanted James to be killed, but the church was not fulfilling her part of the covenant, and there was nothing he could do about it. When the church began to fulfill her part of the covenant, we saw his sovereign activity and how he came upon the situation. And I told that church that a church that doesn't afford God this privilege of invading the earth realm is a gap church. That's what, you know what we call gap? I sought for a man. That means there's a gap. It's a gap church. That gap church can be wonderful in numerical strength, but it doesn't, it's not helpful to God. Ah, they were angry at me. But you know what? The first reaction that they should have had was not anger. Was to find out if this man is speaking by God. And if the man is speaking by God, first of all, the Bible will not contradict his utterance. And if we cannot but submit to the authority of the Bible, and this guy is in sync with the Bible, because an evil spirit will not be in sync with the Bible, then we need to receive that rebuke from God. It is God rebuking us through this verse. The pastor came. If civil war broke out, but you know what? I had finished delivering the message. I was free. But you know what? That word, if it's God that spoke it, it will stand against that congregation. Yes. And the darkness that will come, you see, I can tell you this through experience. The darkness that will subsequently come to that congregation is because of, and I'm not saying that to make you feel that I'm accurate, but I'm saying that the first port of call would have been to test the spirit that spoke. You don't like what was uttered. You don't like the way it came. But it's not the way it was uttered that is the problem, it's the spirit that spoke. John the Baptist was not too refined. When he came, he insulted everybody. He put everybody under pressure. But the point is not his approach. The point is, let's find out what spirit he speaks. And when we are not careful enough to do the checks, it's possible that we forsake the mercy that God has made available to us for a time. Not every believer will escape the scourge of the devil. Many there be believers, even some among us, that will miss our destiny. Not because God is not willing for them to fulfill their destiny, but it's because they did not conduct checks to know at what point God gave a vital, stern instruction that was avoided. Maybe because the mannerism of the instruction was not so gentlemanly. And so the approach was criticized and the spirit was never probed. It's also possible for you to accept a message that came within the scope of decorum, your own perception of decorum. And that message came from the devil. And Paul was trying to give us basic insight. Because the devil is aware that the basic investment that God has given us is a spirit investment. From whence God expects to be able to attain full potential, one of which is power. So we're going to have to do a lot of deciphering in the spirit realm, because the Holy Spirit is not the only spirit that exists in that realm. Now, so there are two things that Paul said. No one operating by the Spirit of God can call Jesus accursed. And no one can say Jesus is the Lord
except
by the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah. Now, no one can successfully say Jesus is Lord in the truthfulness of his heart without the help of the Holy Spirit. It is possible for somebody that is fake to say Jesus is Lord, and that utterance does not evolve from his heart. I've seen that before. But there is nobody that can push that statement out from his mouth if his heart is synchronized with that statement that did not successfully make that statement by the help of the Holy Ghost. Are you with me? Oh, you didn't get that? Okay. Now, we went to Palestine, and Palestinians are Muslims. We crossed the border of Israel, went to Palestine to buy some stuff, and then because we bought so much from a particular shop, the guy said, "Hallelujah, Jesus is Lord." Now the fact that Jesus is Lord that he said came because we were buying from his shop, not because it was something he believed in his heart. It was not by the Holy Ghost that he said that. So it is possible for you to say that vocally. But if that synchronizes with the position of your heart, if you know Jesus as Lord in your heart, such an utterance, you cannot successfully say it without the help of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost that is behind it, if it is synchronized with the position that is captured upon your heart. Now, I don't have time today to work that thing out. I can show you a scenario in the body of Christ where people's mouth can say something, but their heart is far away. I don't have time. There are many, many, many forms of masquerading that can exist in the body of Christ that is not actually the Holy Spirit operating. And we cannot be so wise as to throw caution to the wind and refuse to check things. Because it's possible for me to be wrong. It's possible for me to call somebody without checking. And I bring the person to you. I say, "I found a good man." Right? And the fact that I brought him to you doesn't mean you will not run your check. So actually confirm. You can't be wrong by checking. That's what I'm saying. And since we are dealing with the spirit world, checking is something we cannot escape from. Checking. Checking and rechecking. May the Lord grant us understanding. There is nothing as strong as the witness of the Holy Ghost. Nothing as strong as that. Because besides the recommendation that was made, you had a witness in your spirit. So you had gone beyond that recommendation to have your own position about the matter. So that if the person comes tomorrow and says, "Okay, I don't recommend him again," but you have already gotten your own position about the matter. Do you understand what I'm talking about? It means you have clearance to relate. Now, your own position, your own witness about the matter is critical. Check all things and hold fast to that which is good. Now, we are going to pray. Now, you must be a good student of your life. You must know at what point your fountain is polluted. Something else is breaking out. Because there are times where a lying spirit leaves the presence of God with the intention to deceive as many people that are capable of being deceived. And he has God's license to do that. And for a season, you can find a particular emphasis, a doctrine, something can come out of nowhere. That thing, God knew it was coming. In fact, the spirit that is propagating it actually ascended to heaven and received clearance from God to do it, to bring the deception. Just like that lying spirit left the presence of God and came. And then prophets, the Bible did not call them false prophets. The guys know how to pick things from the spirit. So there was a transmission that the spirit released in the spirit realm. And those prophets were picking the transmission and prophesying. You see, it means the antenna was good. But the only thing was that they did not probe to check whether that
transmission that was coming came from the Spirit of God. It's possible for you to be receiving transmission. So the guys were prophets that could pick things from the spiritual realm, and there was transmission going on, and that was what they were picking. But he now showed us that even in the prophetic ministry, the fact that there's transmission, a true prophet will not just speak because there's transmission. A true prophet will probe the transmission first. So the position of the true prophet in that context was different from what the other guys prophesied, because these prophets did not have the capacity to probe the transmission. You have not yet, you are still an injury to the body of Christ if in your prophetic display you have not come to a point where you can probe transmissions. And you want people to believe you as the bringer of the voice of God. Do you know how scarce the voice of God is now? Do you know how scarce? We went and told the general that what we saw was that there's going to be a retirement list, and his name was on that list. That he should go and pray and fast and avert what was coming. The general had called the name of a senior prophet in the land and said that prophet prophesied to him that he would be the general officer in command in the military. Glory to God. There were two contrasting positions. But I think 8 months later, the list came out and his name was on the list. I checked the list myself. Now, I'm not saying that there was no transmission. The prophet, the senior prophet, received transmission. But the point is this, we need to know how to probe the frequency. The FM of Makurdi is, what's the frequency? 95.0. We must find out if God is transmitting on 95.0. And just in case God has changed his frequency modulation, well, we are in trouble if what you are receiving is from 95.7. Test all things, the Bible says, and hold on to that which is good. Finally, when it became clear to me that my wife will be my wife, there were prophecies. Strange prophecies that came from reputable prophetic people discouraging the notion. But you know what? I had gone beyond human suggestion and gone to a point where I had a personal witness. A witness that I've tried and tried and tried, and it kept him. So I went beyond human prophecies. Hallelujah. I went beyond what the prophet said. Amen. And it came to pass when I eventually married. It's the prophet that had marital problem. The one that prophesied to give me perspective was the one engrossed with. May the good God of Zion, the one that is the genuine oracle, that when he says something on Monday, he will not change his mind on Wednesday. May he make you wise by the voice that is in his spirit. Now, we want to spend some time, the next 30 minutes, to go for purging. There are many times you have yielded to the influence of a spirit that is not God. Now, see, hallelujah. I say hallelujah. I know it's difficult. It's difficult to respond at this point, but you yielded. There are several things that God, when God is building something, is fragile. It's fragile. It's beginning to build, and then suddenly you yield to a desire of the flesh, and that which God was trying to be could not prosper through your life because you allow the devil access to feast upon the infant workings of God that he was trying to fix meticulously in your life. And many times we are the greatest opposition to the very hand of God on our lives, all by ourselves, just because we throw caution to the wind and we do not test all things to hold on to that which is good. Now, hallelujah. I don't have time to talk more, but you looked into this matter.
this material. Amen. I want to be pure. I want to be accurate. The older I get in age and the older in the spirit, I want to be that voice that holds the mouth, that holds the counsel of God, such that if someone makes a trip, crossing five nations to come and hear the oracle, and when the voice of God goes forth, the person will forget his transport money. He knows that the reason for which I came, I got much more than it. Indeed, this is the counsel of God. March next year, we'll make it 10 years. For all the times we opened our doors to contact meetings in this land, we had people come from other states. You don't know what burden it is for people to travel to come and seek the counsel of God from your lips. You don't know what burden. You think it's a film. It's drama. I came to Makurdi. Only my wife knows the details of this, the life of this man. There was no strength in my body. No strength. I had to go and beg somewhere and beg God, and then he supplies more strength. I don't know, but God must help us. God must help us. For 10 years, people have been coming. Do you know what happened? Our website was hosted. Hosted. And when it was hosted, nobody was told. Meanwhile, people were searching. The moment the thing went up with 8 gigabytes of bandwidth, downloads started all over the world. We had more than 1,000 downloads, and they exhausted the bandwidth. And the company had to remove the website. For like 1 hour something, more than 1,000. Can you think? Imagine that. That's how much people want the voice of God. That's the body that he has placed upon us. And the way to work with it. Sometimes you can come from home because there was quarrel at home and you came. Eh? Don't preach. Don't come and hold mic. No. As they are praying, you don't pray their prayer point. You be repenting. Lord, you know. Until the Holy Ghost touches you inside. And the fountain is purified. Now, this thing that we are doing is not a game of number. No, Jesus walked. He poured his spirit into 12 men. And among the 12 men, one was still cut off. The issue we are talking about is to have pure men. Do we have pure men? If we have pure men, then this world is in trouble. Satan is in trouble. People that were raised not with intimidation, raised to love God, raised and given the opportunity either to choose God or to leave him. No, as we are walking with God here, the day you choose that you want to follow the devil, who will allow you? Do you understand that? Maybe you go and try first. And if you still have time to come back, we'll still be here. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Yes. It is not worship if you don't have the opportunity to choose otherwise. It's worship when you have your choice and you chose God. Do you understand that? It is worship when you have what? A choice, and you decided in the midst of the choices, I choose God. It is worship. Do you know the kind of burden it is? It's a great burden. It's a burden that must make a man die to ambition. Die to anything personal. And stand straight, forthright, righteous. Stand pure. Hallelujah. And you know, as because of this flesh, there are many times you veer off. The problem is not that you veered off. The problem is when you veered off, you didn't go for purging. That's the problem. You kept baggages upon baggages of erroneous tentacles that was not dealt with. And the devil will exploit every ounce of such twines within your system. I want to pray today and say, Lord, I never knew we're so sensitive working with you. But if there is a way you can help me, I'm interested to reach the zenith of this journey. I'm interested to reach the very end of this line. If there is any way that you can help me, I want to be helped. I want to be to remain a pure vine, a fountain of truth. I want to be a vessel unto honor. I want to be a vessel that is not contaminated, a life that is not polluted, a stream that is fresh, a fountain that is pure, a life that will be a blessing to my generation. Every form of caution that we have thrown to the wind and every loose way of living that has given advantage to spirits of error to find passage, find possibility, this is will be a good time to repent and say, oh God, help me, have mercy, have mercy. It is my intention to be a pure fountain. It is my intention to be a vine of truth, that I'll be a vessel through which you will communicate life to a dying world. The Bible says, test all spirits. Test all spirits and hold fast to that which is good. Test. 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 That means it's a call to inquire further. To go beyond the dazzling glamour of first instance appearance. And to probe into the very substance of the matter. I'm talking about walking with the search instrument, which is the Holy Ghost himself. For the Bible says that the Spirit of God searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. I'm talking about walking with that search instrument, walking with a search facility that is in the Spirit, walking with that facility and driving at the heart, the source of the texture of utterances of the lives of men. For the Bible says, henceforth know we no man according to the flesh. There was a time that we knew men according to the flesh, but it was a grievous error. Now we have changed our modus operandi. We do not know men anymore after the flesh. We seek the testimony of God about every man. We only stay where God is staying. We only flock with men that God has chosen. We only align with men that God has borne witness about. These are strange times. Darkness lurks in the shadows, looking for any man to prey upon. Darkness seeks to gain advantage of the spirits of men, to corrupt them even before their eyes, to give them a lying tongue before their day dawns. We pray, oh God, have mercy, have mercy. Kabola nasike pronde gabaratus avere nakuri avasi la mara kapana more seke bahisko brante sopra halaba kapateko samin ombre kete moko sakula kande. And the higher you grow in the things of God, when men begin to trust your covenant with God, the more delicate your life becomes, because anything you say goes across the board. You become influential among men, and the more influential you become, the more you need to die to ambition, die to pride, die to dispositions of the flesh, so that your fountain will be that pure fountain that giveth life. The Bible says there is a river, the streams whereof make it glad, that city of God. My God, my God, we were raised to be conduit pipes, conduit vessels, to give expression to this river that is in the city of God. We repent, oh God, for every false utterance, every false revelation, every false vision, everything we have spoken that has troubled your body,
We repent. We repent. We repent. We repent. We repent of you for yielding to desires of the flesh and picking up frequencies coming from familiar sources. We ask, O God, that you make us a pure fountain. A pure fountain that only gives expression to sweet water. Help us, O God. Kandolete mesabula mandale. Kabola sika mando shamandala bare dos kabra nakabala. Ingondelese presko fatila maharadas kombali. Enkloburus kabri seke barato. Marahabas ketombe. Nugalaso rapanda. Ibraskedo marakalia sika meko bande. Eso brege samamanto hamandali. Ika beresatwa ibaratamenda anto maga bata sako brendu zabeba hundazi esovre na kapatwasa enkombato samande. You told the church of Laodicea, you recommended that they should wash their eyes with eyes so that they might see. Oh God, we need that walk, that clinical walk, that clinical walk of the renovation of our sight so that we can see that which is revealed by the light which you are. Evele zile kaboda atoma aberesi igova samandale kopreza varakumba escombra male taba. We repent for yielding to desires of the flesh. We repent for yielding to pride, to pride, to pride, to speak for speaking from the altar of pride, from operating by the spirit of competition. Oh God, we want to be pure, pure vessels that you can count on in the night season that we are in, to give expression to the weakness of light. Oh God, we look to you for help. And we ask, oh Father, help us, oh God. Alemobobobobo samahayako. Asele kombra maliga. Epele na zumbele kopatuna. Adaboka samandale keman. Do not take away our candlestick. We ask, oh God, that you show mercy. We show mercy, show mercy. We stand in repentance on the behalf of every other member of this house. The Lord, you have mercy. Give us that ability to be cautious in the spirit. To check, check, and to check again. And to know where your counsel lies. So that we can align freely with that which your will is. We ask, oh God, that you make every one of us, from the least to the greatest, wise in the spirit, full of discernment. The Bible says that every one of them shall have wisdom and understanding. I ask, oh God, that the entire house will receive a visitation of your wisdom, of your understanding, that we might have grace to check things in the spirit, to know where you are and what you are doing. For the sons of Isaac, there were men that understood the times and knew what Israel ought to do. Give us that voice and make us that voice in this day of darkness, this time of the dying generation. That, oh God, a voice will speak like John the Baptist from the wilderness, with dawnings, with shinings of illumination, bringing witness of Christ to a dying world. Oh God, help us. Lord, for this purpose, we strive in prayer. We strive before you. We strive before you day and night that we might find favor in your sight. Kadaboma. La mama de Valema. La 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 busanana. Amama reso sanila de la domalia. Kane ne 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 do balame. Imama la pombre sa bala mama. Oh, shall I, when I saw that we might see, that we might see the witness born by the Spirit of God, the seven golden lamps that stand before the altar of God in the heavens, bringing witness to the human spirit. Father, we ask for your help. And a pure fountain will dwell amongst us. A fountain that will bring healing to the nations of the world. That when testing men come, when men are tested, they will drink it through the refreshment of the fountain of life. We ask, O God, that every vessel here will become a conduit, a pipe, an outlet from whence the true fountain of God will break out to a dying world. Porosene kamande. Amamare soko baratale. You can pray for yourself right now. Make my judgment true. Make my judgment accurate. Let prayers rise from your spirit. It's a time of renewal. It's a time of cleansing. The days of grace are upon us. And every one of us will pour this vessel, hold this vessel in sanctification. For the Lord cometh in splendor. He cometh in glory. He cometh in might. Thank you, Lord.
And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of God. And he shall make him quick of understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, nor reprove after the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness he shall judge and make war. And the Bible says he shall not judge according to face value, according to externalities, whether the person had courtesy or not. Not the basis of judgment. We'll go beyond natural scheme of things, natural context of things, and find the witness of the Spirit of God. The Bible says, with righteousness, he shall judge and he shall make war. When you fight this way, you will never lose, because you fight as an extension of the arm of God. We want to ask that God will take us beyond face value, beyond the beauty and the flaws of the natural, that we will probe things into their very context and into their very nature, that God will raise a sound horde of prophetic people from this place that will not only be accurate in themselves, but our prayers territorially, our corporate bonding territorially, will dispense the hand of darkness within the territory. Can we ask God take us beyond face value? Let us have the capacity and the ability of discernment to probe things into their very nature. The Bible says he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes. I've seen a lot of ladies that came down with so much trouble, because when the person that eventually became their husband showed up, he showed up very good in the natural, looking so wonderful, full of prospects. He was just the man of their dreams, having biceps. Glory to God. And it came to pass, after all the honors were done, something else began to speak. And that which spoke for a long time, until it destroyed everything that had faith inside of them, sought to make them a different creature altogether. May the Lord take us beyond the judgment of the eyes, for he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes or the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness he shall judge and make war. Corporately and personally, let us ask for God's help right now. Ask for his help. You talk about Dunamis, the man they sent to take down the pastor. At least the candle's light was still at work, was still present there. That was why he was spotted. I know a particular ministry in town here where their pastor was killed by witchcraft. He was never spotted. Never. The witch herself confessed after killing the pastor and killing many other members of the church. The witch herself now confessed. So he was not spotted. Oh, how many of you were there last week when I did a strange thing that I don't normally do? I did not do it in the flesh. If you go and ask God, you will find out. He shall not judge after the sight of his eyes. I reduce your problem from last week. I reduce your problem. And I won't go into details. Paul said, henceforth, know we no man. May the Lord grant us insight to go beyond the natural. And for all of us called into the ministry, young men at the back, who are not yet married, who are not yet engaged, go beyond the natural. Go beyond the natural. Go beyond the natural. You don't even have the ability, the potential to actualize that dream that you so passionately pray about. If you fall into the hands of someone that God has not ordained, you are in prison. You are trapped. Your destiny has been mortgaged. Except the great monarch of Zion sent him, and the help he will send will come in heaven. Hallelujah. May the Lord open your eyes. And just in case you're already married and you find out that where you are is a straight place, walk. May the Lord give you wisdom. Make it work. Huh? Don't pray for the person to die. The person will live long. Hey, make it work. Make it work. Only God knows there is grace of it. Make it work. Can't go into marriage and come out. No. Go and die there. So when you get there, don't go with the mind that you'll come out. Make it work. If the person refuses to cook, learn how to cook and enjoy it. Jesus. If that will bring deliverance to you, and your destiny means something to you, become a cook. By all means, make it work. Don't allow the flesh to become the basis of obscuring your destiny.
for a few of us that God has been merciful to in that area. Learn from us. Learn. May the Lord open the understanding so that you will not judge after the sight of your eyes. My wife had two friends, beautiful ladies, wonderful ladies. Those days, I'm talking about how many years now? It's about 16 years ago. It was my wife God chose. And I lived long enough to see the outcome of those so-called beautiful ladies. Yes. You know, when you have hindsight, you can tell a story under the sun. I saw something under the sun. I saw 10 years. Those two beautiful ladies. You don't know a lady until the Lord shows you. You are blind until He opens your eyes. May you not be receiving transmission from frequency modulation 95.0 when God is transmitting on 98.5. And I give God the glory that I did not follow any of those two. I would have been cut off. They are not bad though. They are good people. But you see, they are not for me. The one I married is the one for me, that can manage me. Hallelujah. You stay for 4 days, bodies can make your appetite. I don't know how you people live. Body. It's difficult to help a man that is not of this world. Except you yourself, you know what it means to be a foreigner. Hallelujah. And today marks 8 years of our married life. 8 years. I have not slapped her before. Maybe I came under pressure to slap. And he said, I give God glory that it was how I chose. Can you pray for yourself? You are a young man, young woman. Ask Baba to open what? Your eyes. So that you will not judge after the sight of your eyes or the hearing of your ears. Pray. If you pray, God will have mercy. So pray. For young men and young women. Pray. Ask Him for help. Ask Him for help. Don't be drowned with the things you hear through the hearing of your ears. Ilamunda li sekele braske. More salabonga baraskum baseba lika. Escombri lala basaklobe. Glory, glory to your name. Finally, can you pray for me and my wife? It's been 8 years of the marital adventure. And I came back in honor of that day. I came back in the profuseness of the heat. Just to honor that day. That the Lord confirmed the miracle. And it's been 8 years. And my testimony is that the miracle is not a lie. There were many people that doubted it. And human beings have the opinion. They have the right to their own opinion. But 8 years it has been confirmed. It's not a lie. Can you pray for us? Ask for God's mercies. I've made some strong resolutions on this 8th year of our adventure. And it's time for me to enter into the cloud that I was born to transvert. Pray. Put your heart in what you are saying. Bless us. It's been 8 years of adventure.
More sanamo. Kubaske bre sanake tali mokonda. Bikomando salabronde ke basika base bora kaparando. Pray. Mele mere sukle eke baso.
We give you praise for the great wonder bringing flawed men together, flawed mortals together, to bear the burden of covenant, to walk the path of destiny, knowing fully well the infirmities that they are heavily laden with. And you provide your spirit as helper. And out of the path of obscurity, you begin to forge a nation. Forge that which is strong out of feebleness. That which is mighty out of weakness.
May all glory and honor be yours forever, O great God. We only ask, Lord, for more grace. Alamokosika mate legobala. More grace, more light, and more reality. Glory to your great name. Glory. In Jesus' mighty name.
For those of us that are young people, when you arrive 8, you will also have the same story, that the perception was not a lie. Test all things, the Bible says. Hold fast to that which is good. Don't let it slip. Hold what? Fast. There will be temptations for you to slip, but you hold fast. But the Bible says that knowledge and wisdom shall be the stability of thy times. Everything will become a variable. Everything. Now, if you check the level of division in the body of Christ right now, the level of division in Nigeria, everything that we thought was a standard has fallen. So the Bible says knowledge and wisdom shall be what? The stability of thy times. Though things may change, you will have an expected end, an expectation that will not be cut off. Please cast a seed. It's a solemn moment. It's a solemn moment, but I confirm that the utterances that came from Pastor Tony went straight from the heart of God. Hallelujah. Cast a seed. And I want to make proclamation. Amen. I want to make proclamation. I waited for this day for long. Our time of transition as a people has come. In this era of transition, when you notice that there's something polluting your fountain, step back and deal with it. When you notice you lie too much, let it be a thing of concern to you. Step back and deal with that. That's it. When you notice that you carry a revelation somewhere and you discover it's fake, go back and pull everything that was responsible for the reception of that strange transmission. Let's be pure, strong vessels of the Lord. Amen. God bless you. So you celebrate with us as much as you can. We are 8 years in marriage today, and we have not fought yet. We have disagreed many times. You know, I'm the cerebral type, she's the intuitive type. So you know that in that combination there will be a lot of disagreement. And you can make dances out of disagreement. When it becomes high, just
change it to a dance. And I love those moments. Have you ever? I have sung for my wife before. I compose a song. Oh, I'm a lover boy. You don't know. Jesus. I sang. Oh. All right. The Lord give you understanding. You know, when you see us on the pulpit, you just say, oh, hey, forget it. It's only you that knows that. I sang a song. And it's because you started with a solemn. This is that my song. If it comes now, it will be an error. So, but I wanted to sing it in public. Hallelujah. Now, it's been 8 years, and I tell you the truth, it's not a lie. What we heard was not a lie. That's my testimony. God bless. I went to see a pastor that was interested about what we're doing. You know what? They even held night vigil in his church auditorium and all of that. So I thought it was only normal to go visit the pastor and appreciate him for allowing the team to hold night vigil in his church. Only for us to arrive there. And the pastor said, when he sees me, he wants to cry. He was there. Then I should stay far away, because if I'm an object of... Say no, not in that sense. That the thing that I'm doing was what God told him to do 8 years ago, that he now went into church. You know, by the time you're approaching 10 years, you will know whether what you heard was true. May your life not be built on a lie. We didn't even know that today was our wedding anniversary. It was my mother-in-law that did something. We know we have a group. Me, her, and my in-laws. And they pasted our picture there. Congratulations. Oh, it's it. You know why we didn't notice? Because there was no fight. If there was fight, we'll know that it's been 8 years of fight. You know, if you don't have toothache, you never know you have teeth. The day your teeth, as it happened to me, I went to preach somewhere. I don't know if it's the demons that touched the gum. The day part of your body begins to malfunction, that's when you will know that it's there. The pastor had the instruction. He showed me that the base for that ministry was supposed to be in Ibadan. Meanwhile, the pastor was in Lagos trying to struggle space with his colleagues that they finished from University of Lagos to Ibadan. So when we spoke. I said, we are not city preachers. So we come from the countryside. this is what you people are doing here. We don't believe in it. We don't believe in it. We are toughened by circumstances. Toughened by territories that demons have besieged. We literally fought against the devil. And it's only a call that can make you come on head-on collision with demons of terrible territories. Then we realize that all the apostles of Jesus were village boys, except one, Judas Iscariot. It was only Judas Iscariot that was a city boy. And he was the one through whom temptation made the Lord help us in the name of Jesus. Only Iscariot. Because in the template of the apostolic, it is the countryside that comes to swallow up the city. Nothing rises from the city. So hills, maybe somebody is telling you, move to Abuja. That's the voice of darkness. One pastor went to my father in the Lord and said, they prophesied that I'm supposed to be in the United States, that that's where my ministry will break out. And Papa told him, an alligator in Zaria, a lizard in Zaria will not become an alligator in California. He was a lizard in Zaria, expecting to go to California and become an alligator. He wept. And he has been doing that thing for 8 years. Mighty preacher. I will bring him here. Sweet spirit. Sweet man. Wonderful man. But the more he preaches, he was not where God and time. And then the landlord now came. When the landlord came, the landlord said, this is your house, church you built here. Remove it. The office they rented, didn't say they should park. He said the tent that they raised is the only thing he said they should remove. That he wants to build something there. Then he went back to check after 80. May you not go back to check after 80 years. It was after 80 years that God now showed him the diary that he now discovered he was not supposed to be doing church. He said, test all things. And what? Hold fast to that which is good. Now it's 8 years now. We have proved that it's not a lie. You know, we'll be 10 next year. We have proved that this one too, not a lie. Go to my Facebook page. You will see people are calling. By next year, we'll be everywhere in this country. Next year. Watch it. And I'm not boasting. It takes 10 years for a ministry to become established. 10 years. Can't be less than 10 years. And it takes 10 years for a spiritual man to be built. Can't be faster for you. It takes 10 years. 10 years of striking. For a man is made famous. According as he lifted up the axe against the back of what? Of the thick trees. If there's a prophetic grace on your life, give it 10 years. If you follow Jesus for 10 years, it will be established. To be rooted in your being. It takes 10 years for the big thing to begin to happen. We become 10 next year. And watch it from next year. We can now spread. But we need to go through purging so that our fountain will be pure. The nations are coming. Oh, Jesus. Oh. Let me keep the details. But the pastor wept. Why? The pastor, if I tell you where it's coming from, it's a pure fountain. That pastor. But whatever made him start that church, I don't know. The Bible said they that compare themselves with themselves are not wise. And there are a lot of pastors in this town doing ministry out of competition. There is no reward for it. Demons have taken over. If you incline yourself that way, there's no way you can be pure. The prince of this world cometh. He found nothing in me. I sat by the TV screen yesterday to watch one great preacher, and he was teaching ministers. He will say, this one through, this one through, this one through, this one through, this one is witchcraft. So I will tell the people that are watching with me, that statement, that one, it's not from God. This one is true. This one is true. Test all things. If you go and begin to practice hook, line, sinker, you will find yourself saying, Babi Allah one day, Babi Allah, Babi Allah. May the Lord give you understanding. May you not see people tomorrow and say, just like Bonke. Bonke went to preach in one country and one man started crying. What's the problem? The man said, this thing you are doing, God told me to do it. Weep because the Holy Ghost appeared to you. He came to visit you. Not that you are weeping because you saw the manifestation of what you were supposed to be in God. And now the pastor just repented and said, can you be my friend? I said, I've been waiting. In fact, I heard him teach. He's impeccable. So a man can be anointed and lack direction. Well, if it's destiny we are talking about, we don't play with it. We don't say A or B. Thank God you left. When you left, thank God you left. The business left, Port Harcourt. God will give you more than money. He'll give you something that is more than money. No man in the kingdom has ever taken a risk to obey the voice of God and regret it. When I took a risk to go back to Kano that God spoke to me, that an angel appeared to me to give me a message. Is that the kind of message you can disobey? I said, no. When I went back, they forgot me as a forgotten case. Thank God they did, because he gave me time to take root. I knew I had only one help, one opportunity, and it was God. And I took advantage of it. When I came down 2 years, 4 months later, I came back as a seer. I tested everything those days. I tested everything. My relationship, direction. I knew it was big mistake. I knew it was my cut. I began to pray for the timing. It was 2007. I began to pray for the gate of international ministry. It was 2009. And after that first gate I entered, he said, come and sit down. Until 2016. Now, he said, go to the nations of the world. It's not ambition, no. It's a test. And then hold fast to that which is good. God will, if you are in God's will, he will never abandon you. But don't look for sympathy because it is difficult. It's difficult for all of us. Say, Kai, my own heart. No, it's hard for all of us. That's why we were called to do it. It's not lucrative. That's why God called us to do it. Nobody would have done it if not for calling. You are not. It's not lucrative. It's not. No, it's not lucrative. Keep going. If God has spoken, 10 years will prove whether you lied. They invited me to preach. All the rest of the preachers were bishops and archbishops. I was the only reverend. And so they put me first. After I preached for 2 days, the congregation didn't come back. Yes, they didn't come back. After 2 days of the raw gospel, they stayed at home. They didn't come. People that put up the meeting had to hold an emergency meeting. One pastor there is my friend. He called me and said, what have you done to us? What have you done? I said, what did I do? He said, you took our meeting away. Oh, the thing that God spoke is now beginning to come out. Another generation is beginning to rise. That's the sign that happened there. But people did not read it well. And now, in 10 years, God will show that sign to the nations of the world. It will no longer be hidden. It has been in the cave for long. You see this IBB square? When next you are driving past, stop and check. This city will gather there. We will invite them. Not by power. If God spoke it, you will see it happen. Don't play with the voice of God and say, I saw something. Be sure. Because 10 years time will ask, what exactly did you say you saw? Test all things and hold fast to that which God is not angry. If you come to him and say, this matter, can you see through light? He will not be angry. So don't make mistakes on basic issues of your life. Test it, get the conviction. This is 8 years now, it was right. March next year, it will be 10 years now, and what? Edo State, they are calling us. We started a prayer cell in Calabar. The whole place is that cell, not contact, cell. And people trooped out of strange places. I was in Calabar then, but I didn't go because Full Gospel Businessmen Fellowship invited me. I said, you guys, carry on. Edo State, Nasarawa, Yola, Adamo, they are calling. From after the anniversary of next year, we can't stop it again. We kept this river. We kept it because we were not sure we were strong enough. It's 10 years now. Test all things. Hold fast to that which is good. God will never fail you. He will never fail you. Matthew, never. Don't move by emotions. Move by the voice of God. God bless you in Jesus' name. See you tomorrow.